Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Number seven this week. You got to go Arkansas State.
Lost to...
I believe it was Georgia's... Was it Georgia State or Georgia Southern?
Yeah, whatever. No, it's Georgia Southern.
That's a horrible loss. Georgia Southern is really, really bad. Like, that's kind of how we're splitting hairs at this point. It's all based upon...
Who's the worst? I mean, like, so everybody had bad losses except for Vandy, which had a bad win.
Correct.
Right. So Arkansas State is nailing down, continuing the bottom.
A 28-21 loss at home to Georgia Southern. Like, that can't happen. All right. Then number two, it's 1-4 Arkansas. And the biggest reason why is if you look at most...
They were better. Arkansas actually showed improvement. Like, that's the one where the fan base is like, okay, that wasn't as disgraceful.
They looked better. However, most teams the week after they play Alabama have a massive fall off. And it's why everyone thinks, oh, take your bye before Alabama. Take the 2 weeks to get ready for them. Statistics show take the bye the week after Alabama because there's just a massive Bama hangover.
Okay.
But they do. There's now, I would say if you're Arkansas, you're pointing towards, not this week, but next week, you get Ole Miss and Little Rock, and I think that's a game.
You can make a statement there.
That's an opportunity. Ahead.
There's an opportunity for them to move up. All right.
All right. Speaking of statement losses, the Tennessee Vols. A lot of Tennessee chatter. A lot of Tennessee optimism after getting
beat. People thought they were better, too.
Were they better or was Georgia just uninspiring? Because Georgia missed at least three touchdown plays in the first half.
It's possible.
Still got beat by four touchdowns.
That is amazing.
I mean,
it is amazing that people are taking solace from a four touchdown loss to Georgia.
They were 32-point underdog. Tennessee. The University of Tennessee was a 32-point underdog in an SEC game.
What's amazing is that we haven't gotten to Memphis yet, given that how bad they were. Like that there are that many teams that rank below a Memphis team that got throttled by Tulane.
Almost every single, whether it be the FPI, whether it be the S&P Plus, whether it be the Sagarin rankings, all of them still have Memphis in front of the next two teams.
The next two teams.
Yes.
Okay, so who we to next?
So then we go to Vanderbilt. They should have lost. They straight up should have lost to Tennessee State.
Right.
Vanderbilt is getting a lot of credit for losing at South Bend.
They're getting a lot of credit for being a decent team for losing at South Bend.
And
they beat MTSU. They lost close to, respectably, at South Bend.
Correct, and then they got curb stomped by South Carolina at home.
Right.
They're what they are. They're
so bad.
They're fraud adjacent.
These teams are really terrible.
They're just fraud adjacent.
Okay.
All right.
So
the number three is Ole Miss. They have wide receivers and that's about it.
And blasted and looked ugly. Like their defense made an ordinary LSU offense look tremendous. And they, as you point out, they were undisciplined.
On top of that, they got two red zone turnovers.
And their coach was inept.
Yes. There were several poor coaching decisions. I mean, I don't know. That's the thing with Ole Miss. I have no idea where this thing could go.
When we did this TAMS ranking, we did not know that it was going to look like this, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we did not think this would be...
Everyone was going to be awful.
We didn't think that this would be... We did not... We thought there would be some celebration. I mean, now...
At the beginning of the year, I said how everyone was optimistic. Okay, so Ole Miss is three.
How about this? You can make a case that of these seven teams, only two are going to be bowl eligible.
Well, let's discuss that in a moment. So, okay. So who's next? Ole Miss is three.
Ole Miss is number three. Memphis
is two.
Is number two.
It is incredible that Memphis hangs on to number two despite getting
the only reason
giving up more rushing yards than they had total yards to a Tulane team that just got absolutely demolished by Ohio State.
The only reason why they are ranked number two is if they played Ole Miss, they would be a 3-point favorite, according to Vegas right now.
Really?
Yes. If they played today on a neutral field.
They'd score.
Maybe.
They'd score. So, okay, and then the number one team, the mighty
Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Because someone has to be.
Someone has to be number one. This is not a resume line.
Right. All right, so in terms of bowl eligibility, let's take a look at that.
All right.
State is going to be, yes?
Yes, they will be bowl eligible.
Memphis should be, unless like the bottom falls out. Like,
they should be bowl eligible.
Yeah. And then, obviously, Ole Miss can't be.
Correct.
And then no one else.
So right now, Arkansas State is most likely going to be bowl eligible. They currently are sitting out. They are currently sitting at 3-2, and then they still have the rest of the Sun Belt schedule. So they have to get three more wins. But
no way Arkansas.
Arkansas's at 1-4. I would be truly stunned if Arkansas found a way.
And Ole Miss, as you said, Ole Miss can't be. Tennessee.
I mean, I don't think they're. Do you think they're better than Kentucky?
No. How many they have? They got two.
They still haven't played Alabama. Still haven't played Auburn. You know,
they're not very good.
No. And that's kind of you look at their schedule. All right, here's what they got coming up.
Beat Vandy.
Here's what they got coming up. They are off this week. So they've got the bye. Then you've got Auburn on the road. It's an L. Alabama at home. That's an L. You got to go to South Carolina.
That's an L.
So you got Charlotte. That's a win. We'll give them that.
So what's that getting them to? How many wins?
So right there, that would be their third win of the year. So then you get Kentucky at home. Right now, that's an L. You get Missouri at home. That's an L. And then you get Vanderbilt.
Right.
In Nashville.
So, unlikely. Highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely.
I think only two of our TAMs are going to be bowl eligible.
I guess you'll say three, because, I mean, Arkansas State will probably end up
bowl eligible.
But more teams will not be bowl eligible in the TAMs ranking than will be.
It's been a rough year for the TAMs, man.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.